sir. 465 we made. Pumping it up.
Yay! Thank you to everyone listening.
Thank you all.
Carlos is here.
Carlos and Eric Cannon for Kauai Soapbox Live. So,
Eric Cannon is here. Yay!
Yay!
We'll
be back next week.
Yes, we will.
Good night.
The really best things about radio, if you don't like it, if you're listening to, you always change the station.
Pointed to that spot in that little churchyard lot.
taxpayer dollars in this mission, and you're using the lab equipment as a stick?
Okay, come on. That's enough of that. That is enough of that. This is KKCR. We're going to use the shofar, if I can find it down here. Let me see if I can find it. They left me with no shofar. There it is. And we're going to separate the past from the present, and we'll be back. Somehow I adopted that as my own, but it was actually Yaw and the Boys and Girls. That was how we separated the past from the future. But you are listening to KKCR Honolulu, KAQA Kilauea, listener-supported radio, smack in the far middle, left, right-hand side, past the middle of our fun drive, which keeps us on the air, allows us not to have to be beholden to commercial interests. Thank goodness. We can just say whatever we want. And that's why we play the disclaimer, so you are protected from yourself and us, because I guess we feel that most humans aren't able to make their own decisions, so we have disclaimers to legally make sure that we are, not brainwashing you or anything, because we'll be back after this. Where'd it go?
New businesses. Shop, dine, relax. Live music nightly.
Serving Kauai with aloha since 1999. Teacher training for over a decade. YogaHonolulu.com. 826-YOGA.
Jungle Girl, Inc. Island bohemian-style fashion accessories, home decor, textiles, and more. Celebrating 16 sweet years in old Kauai town. Mahalo for your support.
Coldwell Banker Balihai Realty, a local family-owned business providing real estate services to the people of Kauai for 36 years. Balihai.com or 826-7244.
Kauai Canvas, custom gallery quality giclée and fine art printing, featuring digital capture replication services for artists and painters. KauaiCanvas.com. Stretch your imagination.
A. Feinberg Galleries, exclusively featuring images by award-winning photographer Aaron Feinberg. Galleries in Hanalei, Princeville, Poipu, and opening Wailea, Maui, November 2014. ExpandingVisualReality.com.
Author Bill Fernandez invites listeners to support KKCR because it preserves Kauai's history and music. KauaiBillFernandez.com.
Oasis on the Beach, Oceanfront Dining in Kapa'a. Open daily from 12 noon. Reservations at 822-9332 or online at oasiskauai.com.
Tiki and Niki, serving lunch, happy hour, dinner, and late night dining. 11:30 a.m. to midnight. 431-4242. TikiandNiki.com.
Hawa'iki LLC, Ocean and Tribal Art in Hanalei. Bringing culture to your world. Hawa'ikiart.com.
Kauai Island Shopping Service, Kauai Kiss, Kauai's personal shopper and grocery delivery service, delivering island-wide. Leave the shopping to them. KauaiKiss.com.
Harvest Market Hanalei, at the Hanalei Center on Kauai's North Shore, proudly supports KKCR and encourages you to do the same. Harvest Market Hanalei.
The Hanalei Bread Company is proud to support the unique programming of KKCR. Located on the front lanai of Barracuda Restaurant Hanalei, the Hanalei Bread Company.
Coconut Cup Juice Bar, serving organic local food, located in Kapa'a at the Coral Reef Hotel, is proud to support Kauai Community Radio.
If you would like information about any of these Wave Riders, or would like to become a Wave Rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774.
Kauai Canvas, professional gallery quality giclée canvas printing and digital image capture now available on Kauai. Managing print flow, stretching, and even crating. More information at 212-6971 or online at kauaicanvas.com. Kauai Canvas, stretch your imagination.
Al Pastor Tacos supports KKCR across the street from the craft fair in Kapa'a by the beach. Al Pastor Tacos serves fresh grilled local fish, steak, chicken, and pork tacos and burritos in the Al Pastor style. Also a garden salad and choices for the kids. Open every day from 11 to 4. Takeout orders welcome. Al Pastor Tacos, authentic Mexican food. 652-6953.
If you are a candidate for political office and would like to speak to Kauai on KKCR, call in to our public affairs talk shows at 826-7771, Tuesdays and Thursdays between 4 and 6 p.m.
Okay, how is that for a mouthful? All business done and accounted for. All FCC stuff accounted for. We've got live jazz professionals hosting the phone because we don't just get normal phone people. We get jazz professionals. So if you'd like to donate or fund or participate in KKCR, we have a live jazz professional. He can also do jazz grief counseling, jazz music counseling. If you've got a dinner party coming up and you don't know...
That would be John.
Yeah, Jazz with John.
Jazz
He's
with
here
John.
Answering the phones, and that's like high-end stuff here. 826-7771. Okay. There's so many, there's like streamers coming down from the wall telling me all these things I'm supposed to do and not do. And I'm like from the old paradigm. So,
he's a little bit of a rebel.
I'm
but
a rebel.
Eric and I, Eric, we can handle, right?
Oh, this? I didn't even really pay attention.
We've got Felicia Cowden, who I'm sitting in for kind of. We're all a team. We've got Eric Cannon, the AKA the Flying Triangle.
Oh, no.
And the state champion.
No.
At what level,
Mr. I'm Nogi Expert 180 to 190.
Is that like underneath Yogi? Nogi? Is it Nogi underneath
Nogi
Yogi?
Nogi is just board shorts,
okay.
Pretty much. It's without the big cotton robe.
So nobody can grab your gi and, like, mess with your gi. They have to grab your, like, ouch.
Yeah, I got second place in the Browns. I'm still purple, though. But
all right.
Anyways.
So this is KKCR. We've got 42 people listening from around the country online. We can see each and every one of you. We know who you voted for. We know what you watch on video, Redbox.
He's lying.
Safeway. We know we have your cards. We know what you buy at Foodland, mm-hmm. Big Save. We can see it all. Yes, that's you in Calgary, Canada, Lihue, San Diego, Pearl City, Tucson, New York, Osaka, Carlsbad, Seattle, let me read that again. Newburyport, Lihue. Come on, just tune in the signal, Lihue. Glendale, Arizona, Nagoya, Tokai, Japan, San Diego.
There's someone in Nagoya?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I'm going there?
You
I'm
know peeps in Nagoya? You got peeps?
I don't have any peeps.
Huh? Okay, if you are in Nagoya, let me say that right. Where to go? What's Nagoya?
Nagoya is the third largest city in Japan.
Where is it located? North, south, middle?
I'm pretty sure it's northeastern. But
Nagoya, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still on the paranoid of Fukushima kind of page.
Internet ID 180.199.37.28. We see you.
I just bought my ticket today, and I'm just going to be really lonely out there. Yeah. So.
And we want to say... Judging from your food purchases and video purchases, you need to back off on the salt and do a little more chick flicks. Okay?
Okay, he's joking again.
No, I'm absolutely serious. This is KKCR. It's a live call-in show, 826-7771. It happens to be our fun drive, which means you really want to, whether you know it or not, support us. You want to call in. You want to be a member or just send us money. You want to do... You know, you want to love up this station because it is a place where there's no censor on the phones here. There is no censor. You can call in and you can rant and rave. You can do prayers or send praises or just give us some ideas or whatever. And that's what we've been doing it for a long time.
826-7771.
She's a pro.
Or if you want to talk to Jazz with John, 826-7774.
He's got kind of a sexy voice, too. So if you're feeling like pledging, I just want to tell you.
Carlos
Just imagine.
I'm not crazy.
Just
today.
Imagine
just
people like
is.
You not... You know, not doing a pledge. There's a bunch of people that don't need to pledge, and then this could just be
radio station. We have a thing this particular fund drive that's very new, and it's called the Psychic Pledge. And it's not about money. It's a psychic pledge, and you get karma points for it. But it doesn't really get reconciled until, like, 1,000 years from now when the whole thing gets sucked down the black hole, the vortex of the, you know, sacred geometry and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, but really, I'm going to just throw down right at the very beginning because I love this station so much. I've been here 17 years. And I, on behalf of Honnelly Backdoor Surf Shop and Honnelly Surf Shop, and Charlie and Kathy and myself, we're throwing in today for the first and any $500 donation. We're just going big. A GoPro Hero 4 silver or 4 black. Now, if you're smart, you'll know which one to pick because there's a little bit of financial disparity. But one's much easier and one's a little harder but kind of broadcast quality. So we're looking for a $500 donation to KKCR. It's a GoPro Hero 4 silver or black, your choice. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. GoPro 4. This isn't the 3. It's the 4. It just came out. So we're just going big.
Gosh.
And if you know what the cost of that is, that's like you're basically getting it. You're donating to KKCR at absolute value and getting the GoPro 4 silver or black. So anyway.
Pretty awesome.
Up to you guys out there. Now, the great thing about the show is we don't censor our calls. We're not pushing agendas. We want to listen to you. We've been doing it a very long time. And let me see. Who is, gosh, so many people have been on the show over the years. But right now, two of my favorites, Eric and Felicia, are here. And I'm just keeping the chair warm for one of them, but we're not going to say who. And anyway, that's it. There's all sorts of other kind of groovy stuff. But ultimately, the best thing is you get to talk to Sexy Jazz with John and listen to his voice because it's not a mistake that he is into jazz. And that's 826-7771.
So, Eric, you just won another big contest in jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, I won a couple divisions here on the Kauai tournament, and then that was about 4 weeks ago, and then 2 weeks later I won some big divisions in the Nogi on the Naga on Oahu.
Is that like full naked, or is it just you get to wear a little, like
no,
a sumo?
Sorry, Carlos. No, I have my board shorts on, have my rash guard on, so.
And so that's why you're going to Japan. You're going for a tournament?
Yeah, I'm going for the Asia International Grapplers Open. So,
congratulations.
Fun. Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
And that's one fun thing about KKCR is that you get all kinds of interesting different people on the radio all day long. We get a cross-section of different types of temperaments and personalities, and I'm in my big competition right now.
You're kind of in jiu-jitsu of politics.
I'm in the jiu-jitsu of politics. And
do you do no-gi politics? That would get some votes.
You know, no, I haven't. I've been out of my play clothes and been wearing dresses and looking a lot more professional to the point where people on this side of the island don't quite recognize me at first. They're getting used to it, though. But lots of good things are going on, and I have been having so much fun meeting people from all over the island. It's been really interesting because my goal has been to meet the people I don't know. And I recommend anybody do that, actually, because, you know, what a blessing it is. It is so much fun going outside of your normal box. It seems like we all live in our own bubble, and we know people who agree with us. And so I've been working hard to meet the people who have a different perspective.
Now,
than
you've
me.
Been community active for a lot of years.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
this is different. How different is it?
It's quite a bit different because, you know, I've been going out trying to feel and understand what people who don't know me might be thinking or feeling. I've been doing a lot of, you know, connecting with people, and they're all good. Oh, and I meant to, one of the little things that I went and did, which was nice, I went to the Kauai Humane Society and sat with the director and then the person from the board, and, you know, I realized, okay, I was wrong about something when, like, my dogs got arrested. My son came home with the wrong information, and that was if they were going to get arrested again, it would be $500. So I thought, wow, that is really awful. And I did not check my facts on that. I just believed my son. I called him and asked, and that's what he understood it to be. But it is much, much more reasonable than that. They have a graduated scale, but the most expensive to you know, if your dog is out without a leash or is mine escape once in a while, $65 if it's an unaltered meaning. They give you less expensive if the animal.
If you can't pay that, is there like a public defender for the dogs?
There is. They actually do have a graduated system. And
you can plead your case.
You can plead your case. But, you know, mostly it's pretty reasonable. And it could be $25 if your dog's got a license and, you know, is the way. And if they find it right there, then they'll just call you.
So you made an interesting choice. You did the radio show for a couple of years. And then in running for
3 years, yep.
Politics, you can't have a radio show while you're campaigning. That would
That's
be unfair.
Right.
That would be like having the bully pulpit. But you can have a radio show if you get elected.
Yes, I can.
Which is very interesting and actually kind of groovy if you think about it. If you got your political officials in here, you could like harass them and ask them questions and put them on the spot. But so some people, myself at one point, I had thought about doing it and I figured I'd be more valuable on the radio than running, but it's tough. What would you say is the most mind-blowing part of this that you weren't? What caught you by surprise, Felicia? Running for county council in this election.
You asked me that before, and as soon as the show was over, I really came up with the answer. Now I'm drawing a blank for a moment. I think what caught me by surprise is how much I don't know. You know, how much I don't know of the different communities, but I am so enjoying correcting that. And I have been meeting so many neat and wonderful people in all these different areas of the islands. And most of it's from, you know, Hanamaulu to Kekaha because
you got a quarter century on the north.
I got more than that,
yeah.
You know. So I have that north and east, and I think that, you know, both how different we are and how alike we are on the different sides of the islands. What is a little painful to see is how much there is almost like two teams on the island, you know, right now in this election season.
And what are the two teams?
Well, I don't want to mention names.
Not people, but what are the concepts or the values behind the names or the directions? Is it? I mean, is it something as simple as anti-GMO,
you know,
and pro-GMO, or is
I mean, you could look at it down that line, but I think that it is, you know, we're not as integrated as we should be. In fact, as I was kind of going through this, I was saying, well, it's almost a call for districting, like that comes up sometimes, like when there's such a different perspective, especially when people in one area just simply don't want to vote for people in another area. But we get past it pretty quickly. And that's, you know, something I think that has been interesting and fun because I'm meeting people who, you know, are pretty resistive, honestly, at the very beginning. And but then we, after a while,
let me step in. Are they resistant to you? Are they resistant to your geographical location or your political beliefs? What are they resistant to?
I would say, you know, in not knowing me, that it's easy to make presumptions that everybody they don't know is of a certain mindset or something different than that. But I'm being kind of vague here, and I'm not meaning to be. It's gotten to be really very fun and uplifting to meet people who expect something different, maybe even are pretty rough with it. And not taking it personally, because I realize it isn't about me. It's about maybe decades of misunderstanding or even, you know, generations. I want to shift a little bit because I'm putting too much energy on that. When I did start to run, it was with a nervous heart. I got involved because it seemed like we're facing a bit of tyranny, really, in the international level. There's a lot of things going on in the world that are upsetting, and it seems like maybe not enough preparation with respect to that. And it seemed to me that running for office, politics, is almost the opposite of spiritual. And it's been really a very gratifying spiritual path. I've felt really accepted, loved, guided, and I've been enjoying going from church to church to church to church. Like tonight, I'm going to go to this Festival of Praise. I went to one on the south side last week, and it was wonderful. There was a whole bunch of different churches there, and everybody was just singing.
So you're sampling different faith flavors.
We could look at it like that, but what I'm doing is kind of not going to campaign, just going to feel what's important to people. And you can just feel what a good heart each area has and how targeted they are at doing good things and caring. And it's a nice way to experience, you know, I feel like the heart space of a community. And each group doesn't necessarily represent the whole area, but there's a lot that's common and a lot that's good, and there's definitely a real beautiful space that people are in that in wanting to make a better world here.
Now, I've known you for over 20 years, maybe mm-hmm. even close to 25. So I want to ask you some different kind of questions, mm-hmm. okay, just because everyone's done everything, all the regular stuff. Has there been any area during your campaign that you have changed your perspective on an issue or had an about face or looked at something in a completely different way that caught you off guard that maybe you wouldn't have expected? Because you came in with your own belief system, and I know you're a very open person personally, mm-hmm, just because mm-hmm. I've known you, but has there anything that you went, I never thought of it like that?
Well, you know, I didn't realize how beautiful different places are on the island. You know, when I don't drive off the main highway very deep, in some ways it feels like you're almost being nosy to go into different neighborhoods. And every area gets a little bit elitist, and so we think we live in the most beautiful part of the island. But there is amazingly beautiful spots all over this island. And you know, that's been almost shaming to realize how much I didn't realize was off that highway, you know, deeply in these different valleys. I definitely felt that. I've enjoyed, you know, like last weekend I went to the Women's Veterans Conference. Hmm. And I had been speaking with Ed Kawamura a few weeks back, and he said, "What have you done for the veterans?" And I was thinking about, well, the things I've done for veterans I know, and certainly, you know, on the show and different things, there's a lot of ways that we minister to that community. So I didn't really know what he meant. But then when I went with a friend of mine, Lee Contratus, he's a veteran, and so I had him take me around to all these different places and learning the services that are available. And then when I went to their conference, just seeing the beautiful community of women veterans that are here and then really understanding their needs. I think what I realize is that how everybody's got very different perspectives in what their needs are. What I would say is universal on the island is that people are feeling pushed out economically. That's no surprise.
Do you feel like people have trust just in general in the political paradigm,
no.
the structure?
No.
That's what I've been noticing. People just don't trust anymore.
There are some.
Kind of used to be a given, but
I think that, you know, trust is broken, but I want to say something in defense of all the incumbents and everybody who's in there, is they're in a system that isn't designed to service the people. It's designed to service the economy, and then it services the people in so much as they participate in the economy.
Can we support the people without damaging the economy?
I think that, you know, there's two different layers of the economy. There is a money economy with currency. And so for many of us, that's what we think of is the economy, how we pay money, what our bottom line is, how much taxes that we can pay. And we look at something that's actually sort of artificial. If you really look at the last 100 years, even our currency, it's this debt-based currency since 1971. We can go deep down that rabbit hole. But there's another economy that's here, which is the sustenance economy, and that is what you can grow on the land, what you can fish, what you can share, what services you can share. You know, you wind the clock back not too far, you don't really need money. Here in Hawaii, it wasn't a currency economy. And I think that what we need to do to blend for a really good future is not look for the government to solve all the problems. And since the government is trying to work very much on this economic system, it's got this compulsion to create taxpayers and to create revenue, just like the rest of our economy is all measured down in dollars and cents instead of quality of life. And how do we blend that? How do we find an area where we are able to do what people in their living memory, our kupuna, I make poi with them, you know, remember when they hardly even used money. And the capacity for us to grow food, us to create what we need is actually very high. And when they say, oh, you can't make money doing that, well, maybe you can't. Maybe you can't make money doing that, but what you can do is make food doing that. And so I would like to encourage people to just become more aware. When we're looking at how big our debt is, how much money we're spending, how much we need every year, and all the dialogue is about how do we raise enough revenue or how do we stop spending. And really, how the real answer is how can we solve our problem? And so, like, if the problem is trash, part of it is don't buy the things that create all the trash. We don't need to create all this trash. And I know from what my own personal experience has been and how to just not even have the trash in the beginning with, is we have a very consumeristic society. We're encouraged to have that because that brings that dollar value up. But we can make things here. We can create things here. We can need less. You can look at when you're purchasing something, how much rubbish is, are you really actually purchasing when you're buying that. That's just another little kind of small example of what's in there.
Let's look at the big elephant in the room, which is the whole GMO thing.
Okay.
If we took the GMO companies out of the equation, what would fill that gap? What would fill the vacuum? What kind of vision do you have going forward? Do we work with them as partners? Do we expel them? Do we step down and gently move them out? How, as a council person,
so you're saying, like, how do you get them off the island?
No, how do you, Felicia Cowden, see working with the status quo, the paradigm that we're in right now, and then moving forward into a vision that's positive for Kauai, whether it integrates them or whether it expels them or anything
in
between?
What I believe is going to happen, and we need to encourage it to happen, and we need to help them to have it happen, is that they get focused on growing products that people want to buy. When you look at how much money is being spent on this election to manipulate the understanding of what people have, voters have, relative to these ballot initiatives that are out there, all these things. They've put so much money into trying to change people's minds. That the challenge is food isn't meant to be grown with the need for poison all the time. And there is other ways of doing it. And I think that they're going to need to adapt. And certainly how our rules at both the county level and the state level happen, that can encourage it faster. But the market is encouraging it very, very quickly, and so is the environment. The environment is encouraging that because it's an arms race on the chemicals to be beating these weeds. And we've got countries all over that don't want the product anymore, and when we see people doing everything they can, companies doing everything they can to hide the fact that they're even in the product, well, they know nobody wants to buy it. And where a lot of it goes into fuel tanks, so it becomes ethanol and things like that. But, you know, we've got to be adapting everywhere. But the market is already demanding it. It's already demanding it. And the county and the state and the feds can encourage it. I think the feds aren't going to get on board with us. But the county's at the front line of it.
As a counselor, would you be open to medical marijuana or industrial hemp on the island of Kauai?
Well, something I'm working on right now that I'm really excited about, there's a crop called Kanaf, which is on the industrial end of industrial hemp. And that is needed for seed. It goes to seed here. It's got a lot of usages. And we are really, really excited about something where we're looking at for growing it And it needs less water, so it would be on the west side, and there's some conversation happening, and that's something that would bioremediate the area.
And what's that mean for our listeners?
That means pull the toxins out of the land rather than adding toxins to the land. So there are fields that are open now. I think that, like, as we start to put corrective action into the environment and the soil, I think it's going to take off. It will become the new fad. And what's available to these other companies if they want to start utilizing the bioremediative qualities from the plant? There's Paul Stamets. People want to look up Paul Stamets, like on TED Talks. He's an absolute guru of mycelium. We have to be very careful and look at
mycelium, the mushroom family.
The mushroom family, and that can clean up the land. We're looking at things that can bind arsenic and take it out. We're looking for win-wins. And I believe that those can happen, and I think that if it works successfully in the area that we're looking at growing and doing this, we're looking at a 112 acre parcel. And when I say we, it's really a company that is coming to the island looking for a place to grow their seed and trying to connect the dots for them. I'm not really a piece of that, but it is something I would be doing whether I was running for office or not. Part of the Kauai Farmers Union, a lot of different elements that are of interest to me for that. But how do we create another avenue for making money, another avenue for revenue? And it doesn't have, and jobs. It's very low water requirement, can be grown without any pesticides, and it will be cleaning up the soil. So maybe it can be something that's in ravines or swales or buffer
okay, so
zones.
That's the industrial hemp. What about medical marijuana? What are your feelings? These are just questions people have texted me to see.
These are hot button questions. I mean,
of course, but that's
for me, I think that, you know, I think it's something that makes sense. I know people who, I listen in the forums and people say, oh, you know, it creates all kinds of terrible things. And I remember when that was a pretty big industry here. And I didn't see what the fear is. Now, I'm being told that the new marijuana is somehow much more strong than the old marijuana, and I don't know. So, okay, maybe I don't know. But when that was a pretty strong industry on the island, didn't seem like people were beating their wives or, you know, ripping off the neighbors. They were, you know, pretty, had some money. So I like Derek Kawakami's mindset on it. I feel that it's a little bit more of a state issue, but it seems like the economy worked. You know, like Colorado and Washington are dealing with it right now, and I think that we can observe what goes on over there and see if it is solving problems or creating problems. It's been almost a year that they've been able to do that, and I think that's a really good lead to see.
I was at a First Hawaiian Bank Economic Forum, the state of the state, last maybe 2 weeks ago.
I was there.
Yep, you were there. And they were talking about having a shuttle from Hanalei to the end of the road.
Mm-hmm.
What are your feelings on something like that? Is that something that we would like to see?
Well, I mean, that was something when I was the president of the North Shore Business Council. What's going on? When I was president of the North Shore Business Council, we were trying to put the shuttle there. And I think it's really good in terms of the traffic flow. I know that some of the other vendors are uncomfortable with it. Like, there are more than one cab company. So when we do that business with one particular cab company, I think that we need to be able to look carefully at it. But do I think it's a bad thing having a low-cost shuttle to move tourists around? No, I don't. I think it's actually pretty good because we have too much traffic on the road and it's too difficult to park. I think it's something that should be in a number of the visitor industries where there's density. Like Poipu would probably do very well to have that too.
We had someone texting asking about your feeling on the Second Amendment. We've recently had a big box store open, Sports Authority, that had firearms for sale out there. Do you think that's okay? Would you like to see tighter restrictions on arms in Kauai in the state? Would you like to see it open up? Where are you at on that? These are, of once again, litmus test issues.
Second Amendment is the right to bear arms,
yes.
And I support that.
Yeah.
It's kind of simple for me. And also, just putting a little context in it, I grew up in places where people had open carry and people used guns. The downside is people get shot. They do. And I've seen it as a child, and it's not good. I sort of like how it is here now. I rarely ever have to think about, does that person have a gun? I don't feel like firearms issues are very prevalent. I think the way I grew up, it was too much. You know, when people have a holster on their hip, I would prefer to not see it like that. But
so that's open carry you're talking about.
Yeah, so that's an extreme.
Okay.
And, you know, that was the norm that I grew up with. And I see people get shot. I think when you have something just a finger twitch away and you have a temper tantrum, you know, that bad things can happen. But when we look at doing background checks on people buying arms, well, where I see the most arms being bought is domestically by the U.S. government in their own domestic business. And who's doing a background check on them? I think, why does the Social Security Administration need, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I've looked before, and, you know, a phenomenal amount of bullets and things like the EPA or
the Weather Service, the IRS.
Service.
And the last year it's been crazy.
You know, so you look, and I think that there's, like, the government has enough hollow point bullets to kill every person multiple times in the last couple of years of purchases. So I like to think that that's just the arms manufacturers needing to have another point of sale. But otherwise, why would our country need to have these domestic entities have this kind of armament?
But Hawaii has some of the strictest gun laws in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're in the top four.
Yeah,
or
and
five
I'm okay with that. I'm
states.
Not saying to lose.
And I could say I'm a proponent of the Second Amendment. I'm not a gun freak by any means.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get background checks, and we took lessons. And I think Hawaii is very amazing. I mean, it's I've never felt impinged in my right to practice the Second Amendment as I see fit, and yet we're one of the strictest states in the entire country. So
I must say I support the status quo.
Okay, the status quo.
Because it's I don't feel threatened by people with guns. I don't walk around in fear. But
for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to KKCR. It's our biannual fund drive. This is a completely community-supported radio show. We make all our money by support from listeners and the community and businesses that support us through programs like the Wave Riders. The great thing about that is we don't ever have to be beholden to advertisers or any specific agendas. We can really speak freely. We have uncensored phone lines, and we've been doing it approaching 20 years now. So it's a fantastic thing. If you'd like to participate and help us, if you'd like to keep the programming open, today's issues might not be yours, but next week you might have something that's hot. The number is 826-7771. You can also call in and get on the air and speak with Felicia Cowden, a current candidate for Kauai County Council and former and I'm sure future DJ talk show host at KKCR as well. 826-7771. And one of our big Hanalei Surf and Hanalei Surf Backdoor is donating a GoPro Hero Silver 4 black or silver, actually either one, for a $500 fund drive pledge. And that's, you're getting actual value right there in supporting the station.
Mm-hmm.
And so
there's,
anyway.
There's honey for $50.
Any
pledge
today that's getting a $50 more pledge, you're getting a quart of honey too. And do we have a phone call that'd like to go on the air?
Yep.
We'd love to hear it. And Felicia will field any calls, or you can switch the subject around too. Go ahead. What's on your mind, caller?
Is this me?
This
yes.
is you. That's a Zen Hi. Question. You always do that to me. It's very Zen.
I was at the Kapa'a Neighborhood Center the other night, and Felicia was the shining star that night. She answered every question. She thought about it. And her questions do change from time to time, but only because she's doing more and more research. And I've never seen anybody work harder in a campaign than she has. I see her everywhere. I've been waving signs with her a little bit. And I called, like, for instance, I made some phone calls to some of the people running. And Mr. Perry, I said, what is your stand on GMO? And he goes, well, look at it this way. There's 1,600 papers on for it and 1,600 papers against it. I have to do some more research. And I said, well, shouldn't you have your answer now, because I'm calling because I want to start figuring out who I'm voting for. And then someone told me, just vote for Felicia if she's the only one that, you know, is outstanding. But there were a couple other people that won me over. But I just want to say, you know, Felicia, you've worked so hard. And like Carlos, I'm so certain you're going to be there. And I'm going to be so proud and I'm going to be so happy. And you guys are doing a great job. And I love you, Felicia and Carlos, and I'll see you later.
Okay, well, I want to thank you. Gosh, that was a pretty strong endorsement. And I definitely have been working really hard and going to a lot of different meetings, learning many things. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. I know that caller. I've known her for.
I want to acknowledge too.
Go ahead.
There's a few people. You know, Dr. Don Huber passed away today. He was a person who had been a guest on this show. He was in the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He had come over and done a lot of talks, and so he was very concerned about the pesticides, and he got hit by a car a couple nights ago, or about a week ago, and so he did pass
away. Was
that
on Kauai?
No, and I believe it wasn't like nefarious. So we got it. People are saying, oh, you know, the industry has took him out because he was one of the strongest, most experienced people that had a very powerful testimony on it. But it was an accident on the farm. And so 84 years old, fixing some tractor at night, I think was something like that, and a car accidentally ran him over.
I want to go down the list, too. Once again, you can participate in KKCR and keeping us on the air. We just love that. A lot of volunteers here. It's like probably 98% volunteers. I think there's only three or four paid positions, and they're very, very meager. So if you'd like to participate, we can go all the way. You could participate for a dollar, but starting at $10, you get a KKCR bumper sticker, $25, a bumper sticker, and a Jerry Santos Talk Story CD. And the Talk Story CDs are something we've been doing for years and years. They're just an amazing treasure, some people that are just woven into the very fabric of Kauai. And you get music and stories, and it's something special. Anyway, if you want to call in for a donation and support KKCR and just having open, uncensored community airwaves, that once again, it might not be your issue any specific day, but just knowing that we're here to answer the phones, and you don't have to go through one of those mainstream media censors where they try to, you know, see if you're supporting the agenda they're pushing or not. You can call and just help us keep going. 826-7774. That's our donation number. If you want to call in and talk to Felicia or talk about any issue that's happening right now, 826-7771. Anything that is $50 or above, too, we have a generous person that is a fan of KKCR donating a quart of local Kauai honey, which is gold. $150, two T-shirts or a hat, $200. I think we have a wonderful weather radio today. And at the $500 level, you're getting your choice of a GoPro Hero Silver. Felicia, you should describe that.
Well, it is. It's a crank radio, too. It's excellent for a hurricane. So it's a weather radio, but it's a regular radio. And so, you know, it's great, especially in an emergency.
She's actually
hear that right there, you
she's
know?
Doing that with her mouth. She doesn't even have the radio. That's nah, like she's nah, mimicking that. Like you are good. That's not very good.
We got two people on hold.
We got
right
two
now.
People. Okay. Let's take some calls and ask some questions of Felicia Cowden.
Hi.
Candidate for county council. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Good luck, Felicia. I voted for you the other day, and I sure
Thank
hope
you.
To win your seat. You know, you deserve it, and you've worked really hard, and I think you'd be a great councilwoman. I just want to tell you something about marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ruse. It's a propaganda that, oh, the marijuana, your mom and pop's marijuana was weaker than today's marijuana. That's a bunch of BS. You know, I mean, even the only thing they're referring to is like the old, in the 60s and the 50s, you know, Mexican marijuana that would be fully seeded. It wasn't Sinsemilla. Sensimilla is what makes it. It isn't that the hybrids that people have developed these super strong strains of marijuana. It's all the same marijuana that's mm-hmm. always been here. It's just that it's Sensimilla, which is a Mexican word. I mean, they knew how to grow seedless marijuana.
So you're supporting marijuana, though, medicinally or industrially?
Yeah, okay. And for recreational use,
right?
Because
so,
it's very funny.
So,
I mean, the best weed in the world's from Thailand. Anybody knows who's.
I don't know that. Not everybody does know it, but I think that what can happen, caller, is, and I know who it is, so I'm total respect for you with this, is that like I am sure if Kauai or the state of Hawaii was looking at doing. Legalized marijuana, that it would end up being a very, very vigorous conversation. And so what the caller is sharing is would be the type of testimony that might come out. True, caller?
Well, the federal government will eventually legalize it, and because they want to have federal controls over it, you know, because of the money that's involved. But you know, even though they're the ones that made it illegal in the first place, because you know, when you listen to people and you read the history of marijuana, it was a lot of it was William Randolph Hearst,
right,
who didn't want hemp paper. He wanted trees to cut down the trees, and so he put mm-hmm. so much money into demonizing. Then nylon, DuPont, you know, Dow Chemical, you know, they invented nylon, and so they wanted to replace hemp fabrics, like in sails and ropes. And so their lobbyists in Washington, they went on this whole demonizing campaign of marijuana, and it turned out that, and it also fed the courts. It was like, yeah, well, because they, how many black people or Mexican people of color, because you know, people went to jail. So many people gone to jail, spent money in the courts until the 60s when a lot of middle
right.
class white.
So
people,
you're bringing up a lot of issues, and
well,
I know we got somebody holding.
One thing I'll let you go, because there's more important issues on the table than marijuana, that's for sure. You know what I mean? People will continue to smoke it whether it's illegal or not, you know? But it would be good for the economy of Hawaii if it was for recreational use, and you can't, let me think, what was I going to say?
You're going to talk about your last topic before letting us go?
Well, no, the sad thing in 2014, when there are so many other incredibly important issues that we need to focus on, people are still back in like the 50s, the 1950s, still thinking that, oh, we should protect, they use morality as their
So I want to bring it just because we got people on the hold.
Okay,
so what would you like to say?
It's not about morality, because the police, when they bust people, when they go over the helicopter and they find someone who's growing illegal marijuana, they get federal money for every bust that they make. And so it's basically about a money-making for the police, for the law enforcement industry, you know. That's why a lot of law enforcement wants to keep marijuana illegal.
Okay. So thank you on that. I do want to put one personal opinion in there, and this is something my kids hear so much, is I really feel strongly that we don't want kids, you know, smoking this stuff early. Well, you know, I tell my boys, don't get addicted to a sedative or get dependent. I know it's not addictive, but don't get dependent on a sedative while you're still learning, while your brains are still developing, while you're still growing. You know, there's so many other things that work against us that it seems really important to me that people get on their feet and get solid in life before they decide to get relaxed.
Let the brain ripen.
Right, you know,
18
everything.
To 21, there's some zone around there. I'm 100%. For legalization of it, but I don't want anyone in high school, junior high. It's like it's crazy, but we've already had success with that, and we have far more harmful substances like alcohol and nicotine getting out
right.
there.
Right, so it seems a little bit disproportionate.
Yeah. You're listening to KKCR. We've got it's 4:53. We're doing our biannual fund drive, which helps us keep paying the bills for the station. The reason you might want to participate is it allows us not to have to be holding any advertisers or uphold any sideways agendas or anything. You can call in on the talk shows. It's uncensored. You can talk about whatever you want. You don't get interviewed or cut off. We're not looking for specific points of view, and we've got some great music too as well here, great Hawaiian issue shows, phenomenal jazz, reggae, Grateful Dead, rock and roll, young people's music, what, ding ding, young people's out there. Mm-hmm. It's a great day to participate in the station. So if you want to call in and join us, be one of our members that's actually helping us pay the bills. And to go down our bills, we have rent of about $1,500 a month, electricity $4,000 a month, telephone $400, postage $300, staff salary is only $5,400 a month. And that's, we've got almost 100 people working here. So $5,400 a month, you can prorate that and figure it out. Democracy Now, we do bring in, and we do have some amazing Democracy Now! Fans that have been loving that show for 15 plus years. That costs $275 a month just to have the subscription to that. So, but the main thing is, we're here when you need us. We're here for hurricanes. That was initially one of our first primary mission agendas, was to have emergency information available on the North Shore. So lots of stuff going on here, lots of great shows, and we invite you to participate both as a host, a member, someone that comes and volunteers during the fund drives, etc. And that's 826-7774 if you want to donate. There's all sorts of stuff we've got going today, but I know you just want to donate just because you want to keep us on the air because it's KKCR. So, Eric, are you a member?
I am a member.
How did that go for you? How was the process?
It's great. I got this awesome shirt.
You got a shirt. Fantastic. We do have someone that donated honey. There's so many people. I want to talk about the people that donate food year after year, too, because it's it's almost 2 weeks. Healthy Hut, North Shore Grinds at Chevron, Oasis on the Beach down in Kapa'a, Pauhana Pizza, Coconut Cup, Monaco's, Al Pastor Tacos, Tiki Aniki, Barracuda, Harvest Market, Honolulu Gourmet, Faux Love, Mediterranean Gourmet, Kilauea Fish Market, Marin Orland, Eric Coopersmith. They're all donating food for everybody that's working here. And our fund drive goes almost to 12 at night. Yeah.
Wait, when does Monaco's get here?
I know. I always try to coincide my shift to when Monaco's is cooking, but that's playing favorites.
It is great. All the
so shares. Felicia, what an interesting thing that you chose to step down from a very well established and very respected and enjoyed radio show to actually run for council. Was that a hard decision to make?
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
I feel like so much happens on the radio, but when I've been campaigning, it's really felt a bit like doing the normal background for the radio show without a final every week. Because in doing the normal show, I tend to go to all these different meetings, and when there's a point of contention, I try and get principals from different sides of it, maybe the vendor or whoever the infrastructure person is, whoever's concerned, and get them in the studio together and be able to talk about it and discuss it. And then we bring in community input, so it's actually in some ways less pressure than having a show.
Hmm.
But it feels quite similar. And I tell you, when I am back on the air, I'm really excited about all the amazing people that I've met in Honolulu and Kekaha. And right now I just somehow want to give a shout-out to my friend Anthony Aguilar, who helped so much yesterday when I had Walt Kaoli come and play. Just different people have really stepped up with a big heart and been really helpful. And, from him, I learn a lot from him about his Vietnam experience and the outcome of Agent Orange that he's still dealing with, you know. So, you know, people keep bringing their stories forward. And I'm really excited to be able to be back in the studio and sharing it with you guys and being able to have more and more voices coming up. And I see little pockets that KKCR doesn't address very robustly right now. It takes a while for people to feel like their community belongs on the air. But I would like to see shows and pieces coming out of these different communities to this point underrepresented on this station, and they haven't even heard of it. I say, I'm a programmer for KKCR. They're like, what? You know, they don't even know that the station exists. So we'll work on that. We'll get
another texter that was curious in the past. We have, as an island and through the DLNR and the state, talked about possibly restricting access to COKA, maybe creating a revenue generation point with a gate where you actually went through a gate to pay. And maybe if you had a local residency or you were Hawaiian or something else, how do you feel about that? Is that appropriate?
Well, I mean, you know that I fought the Public Land Development Corporation pretty intensively that was an area where I think I really almost, you know, crossed the line into activism relative to the show. And that touches on it. I know that we have to look at some different areas of revenue generation like that, but I will tell you, I am profoundly supportive and protective of maintaining beach and mountain access. That, to me, is core.
We've got another caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Felicia, I just wanted to say that I'm so thankful that you're running. And you represent what I stand for. And I've been on hold for so long, I lost my train of thought. I'm so sorry. But I'm so sad to hear about Dr. Don Huber passing. He marched with us in the last march that we did in Lihue, and he was such an amazing man with so much great information. You know, I really wish our mayor would have listened to what he had to say, and as well as Dr. Tyrone Hayes, who came to speak, because they both had so much to share.
Yeah, Dr. Don Huber, 40 years of serving presidents directly, a career in the military, working in the agriculture and biotech industry at Purdue University, wealth of knowledge. And yes, that was really tough for me when he was here. He did do two talks that I went to that were, you know, you tell he's a college professor, hours of material, but really quality material. He got 3 minutes in front of the county council after waiting 12 hours outside there and never did get an audience with the administration. So it's a profound loss that he is gone.
Really, but when he was here, I was thinking, I hope he's going to be able to make it back. This is an older gentleman. And
84.
And I just thought, he was just such a kind man as well. But in relation to this and your friend that you said, Aguilar was his name, that
Anthony,
that was subjected to Agent Orange. I mean, isn't it Agent Orange that they're putting into the strain?
Well, there's 2,4-D, which is a core active ingredient in Agent Orange. I believe that a caller might correct me, there's at least two major ingredients, but I think there's really more a combination of four in Agent Orange, but 2,4-D is a core component of that, is the defoliant.
Yeah, and so it's really mind-boggling and puzzling to me, as a person that loves corn, that why would I even bite into an ear of corn that would have such contaminants in it? Or, you know, because they say that it's to explode the stomach of a bug.
Well, you're confusing two things. There's something called the BT toxin that is genetically placed inside the corn. So inside the corn, it has the BT toxin, and the goal with that is to require less pesticides because it kills the bug itself by eating the corn. I would say that the challenge when something is being sprayed by something like 2,4-D is that it's simply exposed into the environment, and maybe perhaps it's on the plants.
Right. Okay. So how do you wash off a pesticide once it's going into the kernels? I mean, you know.
Well, the BT toxin you cannot wash off. That is an interior aspect of the corn.
Right. And then why would I want to bite into that? Because if it would explode the stomach of a bug, then eventually it might explode my stomach if I consumed enough of it.
If we have an Akamai listener that's in the industry or a scientist in that, I really welcome you to call in and get the facts straight. My best understanding is the corn that is grown with the BT toxin is more likely to be something like pig feed or fuel.
But I wouldn't even want my pig to be eating it, because we might be eating that pig as bacon at some point, you know?
Well, and there is a collapse happening in the hog industry, at least so says consultants like Bob that have been here and work heavily in Indiana, Iowa, Illinois. There is some collapse happening, so that's why I say the market is going to be actually directing a lot of this. If the hog farmers don't want it, and I'm not speaking for the hog farmers, that was a consultant to the hog industry that did actually have a career with the biotech industry. He was finding that challenge. So
caller,
we'll see.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's top of the hour, so we're going to say aloha to Felicia. I want to give her just a couple minutes to wrap it up, and then we're going to do our station ID, wave riders, et cetera. It is our fun drive, biannual, twice a year. You're listening to KKCR, and we've had on Felicia Cowden, who has been a host at this station, talk show host for years, and community activist and community participant, really, but now running for county council. 826-7771, it's 504, and you are listening to KKCR Hanalei KAQA Kilauea. And Felicia, I just want to give you a couple more minutes to wrap it up. And
okay, so yeah. In wrapping it up, like today's on this dialogue, I've just been kind of just talking with you. Been here and there. But what I would like to say is a week from this Thursday at Lydgate Pavilion, 6 o'clock, John Cruz is going to play, and then OCDC, my son's band, is going to play. And we're going to have a very big party out there, like a mahalo party. Anybody is welcome. A celebration and a mahalo ke akua, actually, and a prayer to bless this island, and just a festival of gratitude. And that'll be the last big event.
And how do people get in touch with you? Do you have a website or Facebook or some presence?
station number, 652-4363, my phone number, 652-4363, and then it's www.FeliciaCowden.com.
FeliciaCowden.com, www.FeliciaCowden.com.
Yeah.
And so we've got about 2 weeks left, it's a little more.
That's right.
And almost three.
And the polls are open now. And so it's a great time for people to go and just vote right in the election building right next to the county council for whoever you feel. I think one thing I would like to say, I know there's been a lot of slates out, a lot of these different things. I just humbly ask for one vote from people. And so vote for whoever you want. You know, I'm not asking for a slate, not asking for any of that. You know, what we want in there is a balance. We want to have people that bring a lot of different perspectives, and what I feel like I bring to the table is independence. I am not a representative of a big corporation. I'm not affiliated with a big corporation. I don't work for anybody but myself. And if I was elected, then my boss is the people. It's not a shared responsibility. And that's not the same for all the candidates, and I think that that goes unsaid.
And once again, just to wrap it up, your numbers and websites and Facebook.
652-4363, Felicia Cowden for council, or Felicia Alonji Cowden on Facebook, and FeliciaCowden.com. And
right.
I appreciate it. So
yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
We'll be back after this. It's right. Top of the hour, 5:06, and we're going to have a little station business, and we'll be back for another hour.
Okay.
KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, K284AL, Haleiwa.
Coldwell Banker, Balihai Realty, and Hanalei, serving Kauai since 1978, providing personalized real estate sales and rental services. Coldwell Banker, Balihai Realty also supports KKCR and the Kauai Independent Food Bank. More information at balihai.com or by calling 826-7244.
Aya's Garden, all-natural garden and greenhouse supply, in Kapa'a, down Kukui Street from the Dragon Building. Fertilizers, amendments, soil, seeds, garden and farm organic growing supplies. Open Monday through Saturday. More information at 822-7333 or visit Aya's Garden on Facebook.
The Copper Man.
copper, stainless steel, and galvanized aluminum. We specialize in ornamental and custom work and fabricate and install any kind sheet metal work, residential and commercial. Serving Kauai for over 30 years. We're still talking. HarryConti.com. That's HarryConti.com or 639-3456.
If you'd like to learn more about the 2014 political candidates, please visit the KKCR.org audio archives page. There you will find links to political forums recorded live, Kauai Community Radio, keeping you informed. Visit KKCR.org.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, volunteers, board, or underwriters.
Okay, we're back. We got just about 2.5 weeks left, and if you're a candidate out there, we put it out every week. If you'd like to be on the Soapbox or any of our other talk shows, please call us up at 826-7774, and we'll do our best to squeeze it in. There's 12 of you out there. Well, actually, what is there? 14 altogether, and we've got a couple of shows. We'd love to have different candidates on here so you can talk about where you're coming from, etc. 826-7771. Eric, my co-host, is in here and known for the flying triangle, but also you should see the way he handles the phone. We have a new phone system in here, and it's fantastic. And we have I keep saying schisms, but it's actually schemes. And we also have Mr. Conrad, just a kick-ass drummer on the island. What's the name of that band you play with?
Which one?
You are so bad at.
Okay. The Takeoff.
Surf music. I know you do some good stuff. Anyway, these guys are the guys that you'll get if you call 826-7771. And for a $200 donation, we have a hand-cranked weather radio, which if you just survived the last exciting weekend, you'll know how crucial that is. It saves lives. And anyway, 826-7771. Honnelly Surf Backdoor and Honnelly Surf Company have donated a GoPro 4, silver or black, for a $500 donation. Now, I'll tell you, the retail value is $500, so you're actually coming out right in the zone. Our station manager, the lovely and talented Dean Rogers, has come in, and Dean, during the fun drive, only wears boxers in the station. It's a gimmick maybe, but he's got a six-pack set of abs, and he's a handsome guy, and he actually runs this place amazingly. So, Dean, what are you doing?
I can't take an intro like that. Come on.
you're just a good-looking guy. What can I say? I mean, I have a gallon in my ab area. I don't know. Let me see what you got. Eric?
Eric's the rock.
Eric's the rock. He's the rock. We're taking phone calls. What do you think? What's happening? We got all sorts of stuff out there. We've got Ebola. We've got our government about to issue up to 34 million green cards and work permits and citizen things coming up in this lovely Congress thing. Is Ebola fake or real? I don't know what's happening. There's just so many different stories. And the bottom line, though, is fear, 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 fear. I have to say hats off to Kauai for not freaking out during the last hurricane weekend. Most of us had a wonderful party. I got to hang out with friends. Most of us were prepped from the previous hurricanes a month before. But are you really not going to do the? You're not going to hang with me just because I told people that you actually have a six pack set of abs. It's true. Dean doesn't like anyone to know. He doesn't.
Yeah. Prep. Right. Anyway, it's really it's about the radio station right now. Not about.
We do got someone on the line.
We
right
have
now.
Someone on the line who wants to cool. actually call in and talk.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to call and tell Felicia, so mahalos for standing up for Kauai, and you're a good example of what we're looking for in council people. I think it's interesting that on the preliminary votes, Chief Perry got a bunch of votes, and yet we've never heard him talk public. We have no idea where this man stands. So today I took the initiative to look up Kauai Police Department, and boom, right out the front gate, Chief Perry starts talking about the dangers of marijuana. you can look it up yourself, so I'm not making this up. And so,
you guys better think twice before you give this guy your vote, before he locks us all up. And I appreciate Felicia doing her due diligence, and she's got my vote, and I appreciate your radio station.
All right, well, thank you very much for calling in. Appreciate you calling. A lot. Law, you are on the air.
You know what? There is a 17-year-old girl who won the Nobel Peace Prize last week. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not. What happened there?
It was some Pakistani girl who got shot in the head because this was when she was like only like 13 or something. She was trying to promote school. And the Taliban didn't want women to go to school, you know, and so they boarded her bus and they shot her, and they met a doctor. She ended up going to England, and she recovered, you know, miraculously, and she's become an outspoken advocate for basically civil rights and social equality, right? And she's not into capitalism, she's into socialism, you know, education for everybody and et cetera, right? But, you know, as far as the generation gap, all the old people have been making decisions for all the young people for so many years, and look what world that we're going to pass off to them. You know, even in this election, you know, all these new people, they're always talking about the keiki and what we're going to do for the keiki and this and that. And I'm just saying, and this is one of my last thought, is that maybe it'd be better for everybody if the KK ran the world, if the kids that are like 15, 16, 17 that are really becoming so aware and so like viable to the decision making, because this is their world that they're going to inherit. And because I'm tired of the old fogies, you know, even though I'm one, you know, I mean, we need to move over and acknowledge the teen set more and give them more credence and heed what they have to say. Like that lady that was on Carlos's show last week.
I wasn't here last week, Danny, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Or the week before, that young woman you had on there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she was interesting.
16-year-old yeah. Girl. She is so bright and intelligent. And I mean, even though we have this parental thing, like, well, we want to protect the children and this and that, you know, but you know, we've got to, you know, people grow up faster these days, you know, I mean, and I guess you got my point, you know, we need to listen and open our ears. I wish more young people would be on your radio show, Carlos, like the 16, 15-year-old set, because
she's going to actually come back on and be a part, and I agree, we need a fresh perspective.
So. I really agree with you on that. Yeah. I hope that happens.
But you know what? They're not. They're probably all in potential, bright and awake, but they're not all in actuality. And when you run across the ones that are like bright lights shining, you got to try to get them in there. So I agree with you.
I know. I mean, we have to work together with young people, like because I mean, the politicians. It's almost like they only take seriously the people that can cast a vote, you know, when that's not, it should be more like, you know, what do the children want? What do they think, you know, aside from how they've been indoctrinated from their parents? Anyways, have a nice day. Your show is great. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Well, talk about growing up. I just got a call from my wife. My daughter's computer, backpack, phone, all her college work and everything was stolen. So talk just right now on the bus. So talk about growing up fast.
Was this Destiny?
That was my daughter Leela in Canada, and she actually had a tracking thing on the phone, but the police wouldn't go to the address that stole her phone.
Really?
So shame on you, Canadian police. Yeah, you might have great health care, but anyway. John's shaking his head. But you know what? The great thing is we're uncensored, and I could say that. Every country has its strengths and weaknesses, and every radio station does. And we're a community radio station. It's different than public radio. And
we
raise our money. We have shows like Democracy Now! That we subscribe to. And then we have a very small staff. At most, it's four, probably three. Jazz with John will know. Show me fingers, Jazz with John. Three or four?
I think the part-timer's four.
Four. Four people running this show, and there's almost 100 talk show hosts and DJs and music makers, etc. So we appreciate your pledges too in helping us do it. It costs about $1,200 a month, $142,000 a year to keep it going. And once again, it might not always be your issue, but we're always here to answer the phone. You don't get censored, and it's great. And there's some great music too. 826-7771 if you want to call in and talk about what's happening. 826-7774 if you want to call in and do a donation to the station for iRation. Anyway, once again, 826-7774. Now you get to talk to Conrad from the Takeoffs, too, an amazing guy. Some people have been here for a very long time. So all sorts of stuff's happening. We do want to invite the remaining candidates. If you want to come on the air in the next couple of weeks, let us know. We keep putting it out there, and there's open air time for you. I believe we have a caller, Eric.
Yes, we do.
How do you find these people? You just go down the street and just grabbing them?
It's a little psychic thing.
Nice. Go ahead, caller. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Yes, thank you. I'd like to agree with the last caller as far as the younger generation. They are so Akamai. I worked a lot with the Barker campaign signing up voter registration this year. And so many young adults came up to the table time and time again and said, I wish I could vote. Oh, I wish I could vote. And a lot of them were 15 and 16, 17. And, you know, they're raised differently now. They have a lot tougher criteria in school. They start out, you know, on computers. And, you know, the things they learn are far beyond what we used to learn.
Yeah, in a way, I would not want to be a young person today, actually, except for when you wake up in the morning and you're kind of sore. Conrad knows that. That's the only thing. I wouldn't trade anything else. But, you know, how many bones have we broken, Conrad, and, you know, just living life. But, yeah, to be a young person, my daughter actually just told me, she goes, you are a technological immigrant. And we are technological natives. And I thought, wow, they are really a truly different paradigm. And they've got, you know, the sarcasm, the social media, everything. It's a whole nother level. And yet at the same time, they're very Akamai. They're very smart. They're very tuned in.
They're inundated with all this information. And we were given one side of the story when we were growing up.
Oh, my goodness. The person that the caller was just talking about, actually the young person, the technological native, just came in the station. So she might she's popping on the headphones. She's heading to mic too. That's unexpected. She actually comes in after school. Yeah. Well, thank you.
I think these young kids are awesome. And if we can't make a change, by God, I know they're going to do it.
Well, whether they can or can't, they're going to be running the show very shortly. So it's our job to try to give them all the benefits of training and support and education and everything, because at some point it's going to be them, and they're going to be making decisions on our elder care. So,
absolutely.
Holy moly. Well, thank you so much, caller.
All right. Aloha.
It's our fun drive, 826-7774, if you'd like to pledge anything to the station. We would love it. We'd love to be here. The volunteers, almost 100, are unpaid, and many of them have been here for a decade or more. We're always looking for new programmers, so if you're interested, 826-7774, call the station manager. We've got a constant ebb and flow, and then some people have some shows that just go on and on. Great stuff. Community radio, very different than public radio, and we're really blessed to have it, I believe. And I've been involved with KKCR for 17 years. So if you're thinking about it, there's all sorts of stuff that you can get, some interesting goodies, including a quart of Kauai honey at any pledge at 50 or above. We've got a GoPro Silver or Black 4, which is a $400 or $500 retail value, and that will go to a $400 or $500 pledge person, and might even be able to find another one if we get the first one out of there. 826-7771. And I want to say aloha. You were here last week.
I was.
Scooch up to that microphone number two. Share your name for the people that weren't here. Actually, it was 2 weeks ago. I don't know if you were here last week. Yeah. What's your name?
Talia.
Talia, and you were involved in the Food Forest Project, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah. Who were you working with on that? Was it a group, or did you put that together, or what? What's the story of the Food Forest?
The Food Forest?
Yeah.
I worked on my own project.
Yeah. What? Tell us about the project. You don't know. You're shaking your head. She doesn't. It's secret. It's a secret project. Isn't there a little bit of a food forest thing happening in Kalihiwai Ridge?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
There is a
I knew I could get it out of her. I knew I could crack her. Yeah. So anyway, you're interested in radio, right? A little bit?
Yes.
Yeah. So what would you like to see? Do you think people your age are interested in radio anymore?
I guess it's debatable nowadays because everyone always has their phones and they can always just look up all the information they want to know instead of listening to it.
Yeah.
But
it's a different world. It's a very different world. So I don't know. I wonder if in the future at some point radio is going to be extraneous. Who knows? Maybe we'll get a.
Do you have any of your license right now? Or?
I do not.
Oh, should work on getting your technician's license. I remember I tried to get it when I was 12 and I failed.
You're talking ham radio.
Yeah,
shortwave.
Ham radio.
Nice.
But so you're interested in another type of radio.
Yeah.
Completely caught off.
Yeah, that's all right. She's actually coming in here after school, and if I'm not mistaken, you actually walk the long road down from the gate up there, do you not?
I do.
Yeah. Hoofing it. Well, I've got to tell you, Talia, we had a lot of people asking for you to come back the last time you were on. So, in fact, right before you came in, some people were calling up mentioning you from 2 weeks ago. So you made an impact, and we would love to have your voice in here whenever you want to.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Yeah. Are you a member of KKCR?
I do not believe I am.
We might strong-arm you after the show. We could
that
shake her down for
me.
At least $10, I'm sure. 826-774. We got to. All right. So that's a quart of honey. I do want to say thank you to Magic Dragon for re-upping their membership, and they've been great supporters over the years as well. And thank you, Magic Dragon. We're not going to talk about the details, but we love you guys. And once again, to all the food people that feed everybody that comes in, because there's a gigantic group of people that keeps the phones running and all the technology going and the programming, et cetera, especially during the fun drive. Healthy Hut, North Shore Grinds at Chevron, Oasis on the Beach, Pauhana Pizza, Coconut Cup, Monaco's, Al Pastor Tacos, Tiki Aniki, Barracuda, Harvest Market, Hanalei Gourmet, Faux Love Mediterranean Gourmet, Kilauea Fish Market, Marin Orion, and Eric Coopersmith. Thank you so much for feeding all the volunteers. Let me ask you, young person, do things like Ebola mean anything to you? Do you feel there's any reality to that, or is it almost like a strange sci-fi TV show? Or what are people in your age group, which is the 15, 16, 17-year age group, what are they talking about it?
Well, for me personally, I do think about it a lot, but then again, it is something that's so far off.
It's removed.
Because it's just not around us. I know that the plane did arrive here, and that was a really big scare for me.
You're talking the plane that was formerly used to transport an Ebola patient,
yeah.
I believe from Liberia, that was parked at the airport in Lihue for a while. Now it's being used for naval weather research. But it was an interesting coincidence coming right before the recent Hurricane Anna scare.
Because it was enough just knowing that it was out there, and that was scary enough, but then having it come closer, it made it more of a reality for me and some of my friends. And just to think that something like that just coming here, instead of just, it's out there somewhere, and it sucks, and we should do something, it's like, it's not just there, it can come. Yeah.
Now, are you at a high school around Kauai? Are you homeschooled? Where are you getting your education?
I'm homeschooled, but I am taking classes at KCC.
All right. I heard they had a program for people that were not even graduated from high school yet, but you could actually come in if you're in homeschool or an accelerated student. They have access to people to go in.
Yeah.
What kind of program? What are you doing?
I guess it's called early acceptance, and you kind of just apply to take a couple classes and not enroll full-time, just to take get some college credits in high school.
Wow. So you're actually going all the way to KCC and taking classes.
Yep.
Phenomenal. So what issues are important to you?
Do
you follow the local election? Do you think that's important?
Of course, definitely. It's nice to know who's representing us and who's going to be watching out for the island and us and everything.
Fantastic. Eric, you're just manning the phones.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, Conrad over there? We're just kind of hanging out. It's kind of fun. Did you have a nice weekend, a hurricane weekend?
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Another false blow job.
People say it was a false thing, but we're so prepared that, you know, there's preppers and then there's prepped. And I think Kauai is pretty well prepped. I don't know. How was the station, Dean? Was it ready to go? We've got some pretty amazing diesel backups and everything out there. What kind of a backup system do we have? And we do have kind of a raison d'etre to provide emergency information over the radio waves, do we not?
We do.
Yeah.
And, we have a 12,000 watt generator.
It's 12,000 watt. We're not messing around. I have like a 600 watt at my house, but 12,000. So there is some truth to that, though. Actually, part of the reason we actually got our license to begin with was to provide radio information in the event of emergencies for the North Shore, and that continues to this day.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. You're giving me some really...
Well, you're the one who's driving the train.
I'm right? Driving the train. You can drive. I'll get on the passenger seat. How long have you been with KKCR?
A week.
Oh, I'm going to strangle you.
Oh, okay.
We're just so lazy.
Going back right now would be about 17 years.
17 years. About the same time that I got stuck on this crazy train. We've got some callers, 826-7771. If you want to pledge or participate, our donation and support and love line is 826-7774. Twice a year we do this, and we've got an annual budget of, let me see, it's almost $152,000 a year, just a little bit less than that. And
our actual total annual budget is about $350,000.
I'm looking at my list.
That's what we, as the community, pulled together to support. Is that part of the budget? Is about
amazing.
A third of the total budget.
Holy
is
moly.
Made up of
I just
your
learned
donations.
Something. All right.
And the another third.
Where
is
else
made up
does the money come
underwriting.
From? Underwriting. Thank
and,
you, businesses
and special
like
events
Corey.
And special things events. Like that. And a third of it comes from CPB funds. A little bit less than
Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Corporation for Public.
Could
Broadcasting.
Could you tell the listeners what an underwriter is, real quick? Because it's kind of cool.
Well, there are people who pay to get their name mentioned on the radio, and they don't actually they make donations, and in return we mention them on the radio.
There's no call to action. They're not
they're
telling
not
you to go
to
do something,
right.
Or they're the most
supposed
awesome.
To be, the underwriting yeah. messages are supposed to be information about the business and why do they support the yeah. station. Is basically yeah. what underwriting is supposed to be about. Identify what the business's primary practices are, and then... And
now, we've expanded our online presence now, and we have people from all over the world listening. And why don't you tell us a little bit about our online presence, though? Is there a specific company we work with that helps us with that? I don't know.
No. We fund it all ourselves. Not that we don't stream directly from here. We use some mirror sites out there, but... No, there's no. We get no assistance on that
no
side.
No assistance. We just do it ourselves. We're the little engine that could on the North Shore. Yeah. Streaming out. You guys have been doing some live remotes lately
that's
have been very awesome.
It is really
and,
awesome.
And a lot of the election has been covered by KKCR live remotes, working in conjunction with the Chamber of Commerce and other entities. Pretty cool. So what is
really
a live
excited.
Remote, actually?
I really love the live yeah. remotes, actually, and that's just the technology has helped us out. Again, it used to be we had to either find a phone line or sometimes we could find a Wi-Fi cable somewhere. I mean, not a Wi-Fi, but a Ethernet cable somewhere. But now with the advent of more smartphones,
we can take the station on the road. Yeah.
So basically, we're connecting to the phone companies.
So I know we did the Kilauea Forum, Kilauea Forum, West Side. We've been out there, and the quality is
every
amazing.
Single one of them this yeah. year. That in fact, I think we have
yeah.
done all of them this year so far.
Fantastic.
And the other thing, I mean, beyond, and I think that's education is one of our, you know, goals here, is to help educate the community, encourage critical thinking, and leave the decision-making up
as
to our
much
listener,
as possible, you know, to deliver information and let the listener decide, not to push agendas. And
that would be, that's the station's goal, yes.
Yeah, and that's we're working toward it. A lot of great programmers, and they all have their own specific flavors and beliefs and everything, but once you sit in the chair, it's almost like a sacred obligation to really try to be here for the listeners. The listeners are the most important thing.
And, you know, if it wasn't for your, for instance, your time and Eric's time here and John Gordon behind me, who donate their time, and you, I don't know you.
But not Conrad. Not
What's
Conrad.
Your name?
Talia.
Talia, nice to meet you. And Conrad, thank you for being here, too. Welcome, Talia. Yeah.
Dean Rogers is the station manager, and we heard there was three or four paid positions, not all full-time even.
Right. I have the only full-time position.
And about how many programmers do we have?
About 80.
80 programmers. And that's a completely non-paid position for
definitely,
all the programs.
Yeah. And, I mean, I would love to see us having 120 programmers. I mean, the more, the better, I think. Then we're more representational of the community.
Yeah.
Like and so that's why Dove has started a message recently to encourage people to come in and volunteer. So that they can, you know, not everyone who volunteers necessarily wants to be on the radio. Some people just want to do many of the other things that the station requires.
Yeah, there have been some great people. My show, we've had Michael Vandeveer came through it, Scott Majora, Steve Yoder, but he was doing My Generation first. Eric, Felicia, you know, maybe Talia in the future. Just some really great people coming through, and the more voices, the better. The wider the opinion base, the better, too. And, our kind of mission is not to push agenda. It's to create a kind of a free and open place for information to flow through. It's throughput more than anything else.
Ideally, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dean.
So now, and you know what? And now would be a great time to pick up the phone and call.
Yeah, pick up the phone. Give us a call.
826-7774.
Yeah.
And because, I mean, just let's see, and this, I don't mean to express our hardships on air, but for instance, what was it, 3 weeks ago, our telephone
we
pole
took
got
a
hit
direct
by
hit by that giant lightning and bolt on the North Shore.
You know, and in that instant, you know, $8,000 disappeared.
Yeah.
We got lost both the studio phone systems, and we lost the office phone, too. Everything melted down.
I haven't slept right since that day.
Yeah,
and it was a Tuesday.
Do you think they were? Do you think like they were aiming for somebody? Was it a harp or just? No, it was a direct hit. That was pretty.
And it's funny though, but that's over the last. Yeah. What is it? 2.5 years. That's the third time we've been hit.
Yeah.
By either a.
Now, in all fairness, we have a gigantic old cable antenna back here and all sorts of stuff that's not functioning. But what was hit?
No, it wasn't our. Actually, we have a 55-foot tower.
Yeah.
That's where ours and several other transmitter. Antennas sit, but our actual telephone pole, where our telephone service comes in, was what was hit.
Yeah. With the advent of the live remotes, though, I just want to put it out to people out there. If you've got an event that you really feel is newsworthy or deserving coverage, we can't do everything, of course, but we are getting better and better and better at getting out there with hosts and the equipment to cover this island and bring in to get past our geography. And get out there.
I'd have to say for this past year, I would say we've been having a challenge going off Mount Kahili.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of issues. We put in a brand new transmitter up there that was supposed to boost us up to 6,000 watts, and that lasted maybe about 2 months before it started having issues. And
like emotional, spiritual?
Right, I think
like
it was kind of issues. I think it was a deep-seated
technical
issues with it. I hope it's not one of those citrus problems where it actually is a lemon, not a transmitter.
There's a few people that take care of our technology. And who are those unsung heroes? Because they never get mentioned.
The Men in Black.
Yeah.
They usually
know. You know what I'm talking about. Do they remain nameless?
Until everything's working, I think they might prefer to be remained.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Don was here with the start of the station, Don Russell, and he's been our chief engineer since then. And he works for a lot of stations throughout the islands and across the United States. And so he's a really gifted person, and we really appreciate his help and guidance through this.
Hey, one of the great things that we do that streams far beyond Kauai is our late night music, which if you live on the East Coast, happens to be early morning music. And why don't you tell us a little bit about the program we do?
I'd rather talk about our transmitter, actually.
Okay, well, so
I was just going to get on to the fact that
let's get that
transmitter in to get repaired, and we purchased a replacement transmitter that is, it's putting out the same wattages we put out probably 6 or 7 years ago. So we're down to like a reduced output a little bit at this time. And we just got the bill for the transmitter getting repaired, and it was just, you know how funny this is that it was just outside of warranty.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. And yeah, it's like $5,000. And mm-hmm. So not
so
only
five
did
grand
I, not
plus
only
the
did
phone
I spend,
system.
Not only did I spend $5,000 to get a replacement transmitter to put up there, but now the repairs to the one I sent back in to get repaired is another $5,000.
Now,
so we're talking about almost $20,000 in the last month that I had in bills come in that I wasn't expecting.
The new
not even
phone system is amazing. I don't know how we haven't paid for it yet.
The quality of it, though, it has improved, definitely.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So we get struck by lightning and get a better phone system, but it's really tragic. It is.
Anyway, so 826-7774, 826-7774.
Huge, sad, melancholic music.
I could go through and list the things that we're...
Why don't
you? ...we need this money for. I mean, like,
why don't you?
This studio has the acoustic tile.
Yeah.
That, as you know, if you look around, it's kind of sagging in some places, and if you look on the wall over here, it's actually crumbling. And there's $3,000 right there.
Acoustic tile is what takes... Like, I have a very high-pitched, shrill voice out in the daily world. But you talk in the condenser mics with the acoustic tile, and you sound just amazing. So we need to get more acoustic tile, is what you're saying.
And we have to replace what exists.
Well, we're going
to
do that. It's a never-ending project.
The labor for that stays right in-house. We'll do the replacement. We just have to get the materials.
There are a lot of very sharp men and women who have a lot of skills in carpentry and electricity and electrical, et cetera,
and
flooring.
And carpet here?
Yeah.
Let's see. This carpet's been down here for the last about 8 or 9 years, and the one in the back room, it's there from the original.
There actually, I can
years,
tell you the different
in the back room has been
moments in the station by the stains on the carpet. But anyway,
and actually, it's getting threadbare here in the middle a little bit, if you see. So I mean, there's a lot of things that need to happen, and whether
it
comes by donation or
but
by
you know
a
what,
gift
no,
of the item,
no matter what.
The case, it takes a community to pull together
it
to
takes a community to do
station.
It. And I always say, it might not be your issue that's up on any given day, but just knowing that you can call in and you're uncensored and you're live and you get to come in and go, hey, I don't agree with that.
In fact, I'd like to see the phone ring right now for people to get on there and express whatever they...
Do we have one of those... Can we cue a phone thing to do a little bit of neurolinguistic phone... No, we don't do that, actually.
If they call me, they'll hear the grin.
Line 1, 2, and 3 are available right now. 826-7771. There's the phone. You did it, Dean.
Hey,
you're magic.
I'm going to head out. I'm going to go to jiu-jitsu. Got to practice for Japan.
All right. That means I have to answer my own phones.
You do. And thank you for volunteering. I'll step in and help you.
Thank you.
Fantastic. 826-7771. We're having fun, and we're making light of about a $350,000 a year budget that we have to come up with to just do what most of us do for pure love. There really is very minimal salary going out here, and over 80 keep laughing. Anyway, 826-7771. Let's see if we can get some phone calls to either talk about what's happening around the world, who you're voting for, what you're freaked out about, what you're happy about, how you survived the hurricane, and, you know, or if you want to call 826-7774, Conrad will hum a Takeoff surf ditty for you. He's a very famous surf musician.
Hey, Carlos, you have a call.
Wow. Well, go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks for addressing the issue with the transmitter.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of been one of my pet peeves.
Just the reception, lack of good reception?
Well, sometimes it seems like all it takes is like a little bit of rain and 91.9 goes off the air. I don't know if that's the same transmitter you guys were talking
about.
That
is, that's the one I'm talking about. And it's so...
And like, being in Lawai, that is KKCR for us out here.
Yeah.
And you know...
When that goes down, it's gone.
And as it sits right above you, basically, in Lawai, it's kind of sitting right there on Mount Kahili above you. And I mean, it shouldn't take much to get a signal from that mountaintop down to you.
No.
But on the other hand, the problem, one of the problems with Mount Keeley, besides the equipment itself that's been so frustrating, is that it travels a long distance up that hill back through the Kalaheo Valley up to Mount Keeley, and branches are falling down and crossing over the wires there. And
is that a solar generator up there?
How is it powered?
No.
Oh, no, that's straight from KIUC.
Straight from KIUC. Thank you, KIUC.
And they really do a great, I mean, for as many times as branches fall down over and short out those lines and trips the breaker in the back of Kalaheo, or whether it actually takes out a wire leading up there and they have to go back and restring it. I mean, I appreciate the KIUC for all of the time they spend chasing down our problems.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for reporting in. And I tell you what, it's as frustrating for us to not be broadcasting out there as it is for you to try and get us in, I believe. And our goal is to get that piece of equipment back in. I'll tell you what, if this does not work, I'm going to have them replace it, because it must be a lemon. But we're going to give it one more go.
Hey, caller, have you caught any of the political forums that KKCR has actually done live remotes through?
I've caught a few pieces of them. Unfortunately, I usually have, like, another event or something that I'm on my way to, so I like listening to, like, snatches of it in the car. But
what's your favorite part of KKCR?
Honestly, the thing I listen to the most religiously is Democracy Now!
Yeah.
The talk shows are another thing that I generally listen to if I can.
Amy's great. We love Amy Goodman. She's actually been on the show. I've actually got to interview her in the past, too. It's been a while, but we love Democracy
Now! I'm really proud of the fact that we basically originate, 99% of our programming, and which I think is the key to really representing the community, is not to get a bunch of things brought in. But that's one of the things that...
A few tasty morsels and mostly local programming.
It's an alternate style programming for our community.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's just so useful to be able to, like, dial in at one time. And even if all you listen to is the first 15 minutes, you get, like, a snapshot of what's going wrong in the world.
Yeah.
What's not going wrong, but...
or right sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, caller. Yeah, we are definitely working on that Mount Keeley transmitter, though.
And then I guess and maybe this is just out of my, like, frustration with the Mount Keeley transmitter, but, like, what's up with the transmitter on Oahu? What's the logic behind that, I guess, is what I...
Dean is actually on the phone, but I'm going to ask him as soon as he ends up taking the call that he's on right now. So,
all right, I'll take that.
So what? But what do you mean? Is it bad reception, low projection?
No, I just don't like Kauai Community Radio. Why are we broadcasting? I guess it's like part of my gripe has been like, why are we broadcasting on Oahu when we can't like broadcast reliably on Kauai?
You know what? But that's a great question. They might be two different technologies. One might be cable, which is very low cost. But let me ask Dean. He's going to actually answer that. He's passing the phone off to the lovely and talented Conrad. And Dean, so the question, I'm going to delay this question and expand the question until he gets set up with the microphone. He's on. He's a multitasker. The question is, we're having a problem transmitting on Kauai with Mount Keeley, but why are we spending the money to transmit on Oahu when we haven't got Kauai squared? Does that make sense? That's
well,
what caller wants to know. Is it apples and oranges?
The one's interconnected with the other. Yeah, that's a good question, but it's not money in lieu of.
Okay.
It's a pretty small amount, relatively speaking. I agree that
Kauai first.
Oahu is not, quite honestly, Oahu is not our target audience or why we're really even established.
Yeah.
So to that, I completely agree. Because the job we service is this community, end of story.
Yeah.
And it's more like, I have to say that we do reach the north shore of Oahu and the Waianae Coast without any additional changes to any.
I've listened to this station in Haleiwa
Doesn't run us any money. Just goes off of Mount Keeley. The signal travels over the water that way.
Okay.
The decision to go to the interior of the island was really out of trying to expand the audience and expand our base to try and get more money coming in from a larger audience, rather than putting all the way on Kauai. That's really where that's my motivation for doing it.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but that's true. I mean, I want them to hear the gem that we are, and hopefully get support from an audience of 500,000 more, rather than thinking that our 60,000 population here.
But, and you know, we're not catering to Oahu at Kauai's expense.
I have to say, when I came in here, we had plenty of staff, and quite honestly, I zeroed out the staff just about, and spent that money in my budget instead of staff on equipment. Because as being the engineer here for the last several years, I knew that was the one thing that if we didn't have redundancy of equipment and couldn't provide the stability of service, then that really is our number one job here. Okay. So, but the paperwork I fell behind on and without having any assistance in here, it was really a bit chaotic. And bringing back in the staff now has helped me a lot. And only after I got enough equipment to feel like we were backed up with enough extra equipment, if something goes down, we can keep running.
I think your point's taken, though.
Thank you so much for asking that question.
Yeah, I appreciate your candidness.
Oh, yeah. My pleasure.
Awesome. Now we
will give nothing else.
Thank you, caller. Now, we were talking about the fact that we do stream, and that's something that doesn't cost in a relative fashion to do. It's very efficient, and we do have people as far as the East Coast and beyond that actually listen to our late-night programming here. Can you talk about that a little bit as you're doing the he's actually fixing equipment as he's talking. It's amazing.
I need a multitasker.
So we do stream at www.kkcr.org, and right now we have over 53 people from the mainland listening. I'm looking at people all over Desert Hot Springs, San Diego, Kyoto, Montreal, Canada, Honolulu, Calgary, on and on and on. Pretty cool. So that's at www.kkcr.org. Conrad, any phone calls for us? No?
I just got done taking a pledge, and thank you so much.
Yeah.
Mahalo.
Mahalo, Sally.
Mahollywood. Mahalo, Sally. Oh, my goodness. You know, it's amazing. There's always new faces, but there's also people like Conrad that have just been here forever, but they can't even seem to get rid of them. I don't know. There's a lot of love. It's kind of a family. And then, Talia, you're part of it now. We've infected you.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
It's actually pronounced Talia.
Talia.
Yeah.
And what did I just say? Talia?
Yes.
Oh, shame on me. Anyway, so...
So call us up, right?
Yeah, call us up. 826. That's a call to action. Can we do that on the fun?
We sure can. We can do it at any time as long as we're not going for commercial advent.
Call us and support us in supporting you.
Call in and talk.
Help us help you.
I'm just encouraging people to call in and participate in your open call-in talk
show.
I mean, if you want to pledge, that's awesome, too.
We've got 10 minutes left.
The purpose of this show is to encourage people to participate.
Yeah, actually.
Please.
And that's why we've gone beyond format. We have no censors on the phone calls. You can call in and talk about anything you want on Tuesdays from 4 to 6, and we love it. We never know what's going to come through. And the pledge number is 826-7771. Maybe Dean's got is this a pledge call or an actual, let's see, we're going to... We got someone on the air?
We sure will.
All right. Protect me from myself. Call in. 826-7771. What's on your mind?
Same guy.
Oh, same guy, all right. Double dipping.
Questions. One that was just brought up that's been on my mind.
Sure.
For a while, actually, is the whole call to action thing.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, is that something, that's laid down by the FCC? Is that part of the Kekahu Foundation?
Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Basically, because we receive federal funds, we've got to be very careful. We've got to make our time available for all political candidates. We've got to be as impartial and unbiased as we can be. And we don't want to do a call to action because that would be a commercial and suddenly we'd be beholden. He's asking the origins of the
doing the
call to action. I said it was probably Corporation for Public Broadcasting, part of the laws for taking federal money, which we are somewhat subsidized as a community radio station.
Is that the same source for the whole thing about not being able to give prices on the air?
Probably, yeah.
Probably,
sounds
yeah.
Like the same thing,
because
yeah.
basically, what the thing about a wave rider or an underwriter or someone that's participating is they're not calling to get a specific commercial. It's going Monday, Monday, Monday at Lucinda Raceway. Sure. Yeah. So we.
But just like when people are calling up and talking about this, that, or the other on the air, there's always like this little. They kind of have to walk
well,
around.
Well, a caller could call in. Yeah, go ahead, Dean.
You can't, but even if you're a caller calling in, unless I'm not mistaken, you're discouraged. You can't actually, if you're calling in and saying, hey, this thing is going on, you can't actually tell people how
well, if it's a for-profit. Go ahead, Dean. Take over, station manager.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I was just going to say that, indeed, as he is saying, he understands it too, but it's the, if it's a for-profit event, then... Then we are not supposed to have calls to action that are for-profit events, and we have a lot of people who call in that are doing it for non-profit events, and we say please don't do prices there either. That's because we don't have the time to go check up are they a non-profit or not. And,
right, just keep one.
And it keeps
and
it
that's
clean.
Why we kind of make yeah. the general rule: please don't do prices.
Okay. Yeah. I understand.
But that's a good question. So bottom line. Because we receive federal money, there are certain strictures that we have to follow to continue to receive that money and support us so we don't have to become a commercial entity, which would then make us beholden to commercial interests, and you couldn't be sure who was paying the bills. And right now what it is you, the listeners, the community that supports us, and then the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and other grants, et cetera. So we really work hard. A caller can call in and say whatever they want, and they can, you know, we do discourage them to not talk about prices, like Dean said, but really we're here to transfer information to the listening public as cleanly and non-commercially as possible. Go ahead.
Right on.
Yeah.
One last comment, and I'd be interested in hearing Talia's take on this as well, but as a relatively young person myself, I have to say I'm maybe not as optimistic about some of my cohorts as a few of the earlier callers seem to be. There's definitely some wide awake individuals, but there's a lot of plugged in zombies too, so, you know, don't get blinded to the kind of, I don't know, I feel like we're really up against it, honestly, my generation. So that's my take on that.
I do see what you mean by there is a whole bunch of people that they're all plugged into their phones or something like that, and they're not really looking at what's happening around them. And they're everywhere. There's not some, like, particular grouping for them. It's just mixed in, and you kind of just have to find those people that really do care, and those people that are plugged into their phones, that's just another obstacle that you have to face, and you will hopefully be able to kind of share your ideas with them and try to get them to care about what's happening around them as well, because for some people it's just they're just not used to it, and yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear you put a hopeful spin on it. Thanks, Talia.
It's kind of amazing. It's interesting. We changed with the times. I mean, parents were freaking out when Elvis and the Beatles came and everything else. And now, you know, I used to worry about social media and all the computer stuff with my kids. But the other side is these kids will probably be possibly, if we don't, you know, exterminate ourselves, be piloting starships and everything else. And there's going to be a much faster mode of thinking and everything else, but at the same time, there almost seems to be an overbearing sense of awareness of sarcasm and cynicism and all this stuff you guys are...
Yeah, and not everyone that's plugged in now will stay the same way later, because I do see some people that I've seen people before who are always so into everything that was media-related, and now they're just like, oh, look... organic and so, you know, like,
yeah.
Yes, some people just go through phases like that where they are stuck in that zone, but it's not always for a long time.
Yeah, and I think another caution I have is that there's this big thing about, oh, isn't it so great our kids are growing up in the digital age and they're digital natives. Well, it's all predicated on the supposition that this is just an uphill journey and that the internet will live forever. It's like, not that hard when you look at, you know, goings on in the world to imagine a world where the internet is maybe not what it used to be and kind of fragmented and our infrastructure is falling to pieces. And but then people are going to need skills besides using the Google and all that.
You mean like farming, fishing, hunting, healing, medicine, and how to fix things?
Yeah.
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 All right.
So that's my take on it. I'm just in the interest of full disclosure, I'm a former, you know, video game junkie myself. I've been clean for about 5 years. I don't even own a computer anymore. But I've definitely been kind of on both sides of the rabbit hole, so to speak.
Well, thank you, caller.
I'm glad to hear that you had the opportunity to wake up in this. And I think, you know, it's, as you look across the ages, there's about the same probably number of kids out there who are a zombie plugged in as there are adults. And it's kind of like there's a certain percentage that are awake and waking up. And a certain percentage that are asleep.
Probably that dang bell curve. The bell curve that appears everywhere.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much, caller. And I appreciate your candid questions, too. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Please call in again.
Aloha. We're going to wrap it up. Jazz with John is next. And, you know, some people might say it's humbling to be in here, to be saying, hey, we could really use your support. But the fact is, I'm proud of it. It's...